One of the brother boys' sisters just passed away there the other day, Andy. And my deepest condolences out to him. You know, us brothers, you know, we're here for him 100%. He's gone through a bit of a hard time right now. He can't be here at the moment. He had to go to his sister's funeral. So I just want to give love out to young brother there, Andy.
Yeah, hopefully he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor fella, you know. He would have been here today, you know, like, yeah.
Going out, burying one of your family members, and then you got to come back in, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you got to suffer in here. You can't do nothing for your family. It's pretty hard. So I feel for the brother, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Especially when we mourn differently too, you know, to the way other people do, you know? Like, yeah. You know, like, our funerals, the way we are, the way we go, you know, it's different, you know?
Yeah.
It's different, the way we do it.
What was it like for you growing up, Brody? What did you experience, brother?
Like, I was alright until I was about 16 and my mum died, and it sort of, like, sent me on a bad path, you know? Like, going to my mum's funeral, my brother was in jail. That was a pretty, like, bad experience, like, seeing him, and, like, just the whole day was just pretty putrid. But, yeah, and then months after that, it just went to shit, you know? And then within 6 months, I was in jail, and, yeah, done a little bit of time then and got out. Since then, I've spent about 4 months outside, you know?
Yeah.
And that was like 5 years ago now.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes, you know? The good ones always go first, you know? My condolences, brother.
Yeah, mad. Yeah. 100%.
That must have been really hard, bub, to come through at that age, 16.
Yeah, like, most people come, like, through Parkville and that, you know? But I was just a little bit late to the party, but, yeah. Especially having no one to lean on, you know? Like, there's five kids to my mum and everyone else has just gone their own way, and me and my brother were left alone to just fend for ourselves on the streets, you know what I mean? Just everyone turned their back on us, you know, like living that young on the streets with no one to take you in or, you know what I mean, show you love and things like that.
That's right, and it is hard to go through that because I lost my mum a few years ago too.
Yeah.
And it was really hard when after the funeral and then when everybody left.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
It was like, that empty silence, you know.
Especially when, like, none of them people at the funeral were there before that. They only want to come and show that they care when it's too late, but, yeah.
That's right. What I ended up doing was go to country, but I ended up planting seeds.
Oh, yeah.
My mum's middle name was Rose.
Yeah, planted some roses, huh?
And just planted some roses, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and mad. To me, I watched them, and in 5 years, they've grown.
Yeah. Same thing with me. Like, my mum loved butterflies, you know, and, like, after she died, there was just butterflies everywhere, you know. But, yeah, it's spiritual stuff is mad, you know.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. That's the way of Mother Nature healing us, eh?
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
right.
You would have saw butterflies everywhere.
Yeah,
she was coming back
out,
to visit.
Yeah.
Yeah.